My opinion is that it is paramount, but I feel that many strategies must be in place, not just one, not just nuclear energy, but nuclear energy right now is on the precipice of creating a new way to release energy that is not radioactive. And this primarily is nuclear fission. Fission has been established, but nuclear fusion is still being established, which is when you have more energy from fusion, as you receive more energy from fusion than is put into the act of fusion. So if you have two hydrogen atoms that become one, they can become helium, which is non-radioactive, releasing energy. That is what scientists are working on. They are working on that. It may be in your timeline a very long time, but it will accelerate the damage being renewed and repaired. And this is something that I am working very closely with scientists, physicists on this project. And I feel that on your timeline, we are looking at possibly 25 years of putting this into a reality. But once it is into a reality, it will be able to address this damage at an accelerated rate. I do feel it is highly paramount and necessary for reversing climate change.
Well, that's very interesting. So is it fair to say, Dr. Einstein, that fission technology, which we know today, that is not, would you agree that fission itself will not get us where we need to go? And we absolutely need this breakthrough of the fusion technology to get us to where we need to go for net zero carbon. Is that your feeling?
That is my feeling, because fission still creates many small pieces of radioactive energy, which is very hard to break down and transport. We want it to be completely clean. That is right. That is correct. And I am looking toward fusion. I'm working toward fusion. That is, in my opinion, the way to obtain this.